With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. You can send me a text at 2057. You can email me at inbox@realitycheck.radio. I haven't said anything about News Hub announcing its closure and the 300-odd souls who lose their jobs. I just wanted to reflect on it for a few days because, I don't know, it was a bit of, what's that German word, Schopenfraud or something. And I just wanted to get over the knee-jerk reaction that I might say. But there's been something odd about it, hasn't there? Like journalists having this overblown sense of their role. Oh, it's the death of democracy, you know, New Zealand society and all the rest of it, it's been lost. Well, we had a democracy long before there was TV. Long before there was TV3 and News Hub. Indeed, I think the government, TV3 had to fight for years and years and spend a great deal of money to get a license even to broadcast. And there's talk that having TV3 and private TV would be the death of democracy. Democracy's been around a long time, News Hub not so much. But isn't that sort of the problem, that self-importance that they have about themselves, that they equate themselves with the public and what the public want to know, what the public are thinking? And that if they're not there, then democracy dies. When in actual fact, people had switched off them years ago. They were unaware of it. These journalists seemed unaware of the fact that people weren't watching or listening any longer. Never occurred to them to ask why. And they sort of, instead of finding out what the public wanted, they just went deeper inside themselves and became narrower and narrower. And you saw this, and I've watched it and read the transcript of Paula Penfold interviewing her ex-husband Mike McRoberts. And it's peculiar, right? Because ex-wife interviewing her ex-husband. And it's all about how you're feeling and how is it. And it's so tough. And like, everyone's lost their jobs. Most people have been through this. And we didn't say it was the end of democracy. Yes, it was tough, but people get through it. And then they say, oh, we just love telling stories. And that's really stuck in my mind. This idea that these journalists are telling stories. Yeah, fairy stories. But I never, when I did, used to flick on the TV or listen to the radio. Unless it was story time or story hour, I wasn't flicking on to get stories. I was wanting the news. What was happening around New Zealand? What was happening around the world, not stories. But nowadays they say they're only telling us stories. It's a peculiar way of thinking about news, and not a very interesting way. But here's the thing. They long ago gave up telling us stories about us, that is to say the people of New Zealand. They were telling us their stories, what they wanted to tell us about. Where was Paula Penfold and Mike McRoberts in telling the stories about us who didn't support the lockdowns or who suffered terribly through the lockdowns, or who had our businesses shut down through the lockdowns? Where was our story being told? Where was our story being told of those amongst us who had to face getting a jab that we didn't want, or losing our job and our house? Where was their story? Where was the story being told of people that travelled in their thousands from one end of New Zealand to the other to protest at Parliament? To have water rain down on us, abuse hurled at us, and ultimately the police attack us. And all the while, to be demonized through our House of Representatives, most famously as a river of filth, and to be demonized by the news media, especially News Hub, and in particular Paula Penfold, through her so-called documentary, Fire and Fury, where those of us who protested were very badly treated and ridiculed and made fun of. Oh, not so much made fun of, but made to be dark and sinister. Where was our story being told? It was just a complete setup. So the idea that Mike McRoberts and Paula Penfold and News Hub and TV3 were telling our stories is bunk. They didn't tell our story ever. And let's really get to the heart of it. Where was the story being told of those amongst us who took the jab and were injured? Where was that story? Where was that follow-up? Where was that covered? Or of the deaths and the families left behind bereaved? Where was that story? So they were never telling our stories. They had disappeared into their little bubble. So much so that it's sort of like, oh, we're no longer here. Well, you're losing over 30 million a year. Where do they think that money was going to keep coming from? Once Jacinda was gone, the tap was turned off. I think that looking at these journalists interviewing each other and telling their story of how News Hub closed, how completely in a bubble they have become. Because I watched successful businesses close. Not because they weren't making money, they were. Not because they weren't supplying what their customers wanted, they were. But they were shut down and closed because of the lockdowns and the aftermath. Totally heartless and uncaring. Where was that story, News Hub? No, News Hub, you stopped telling our stories years and decades ago. You stopped being a boon to democracy. And you were propagandists for Jacinda Ardern and the Labour-led government. It was a shocking display. And so I'm sorry, we stopped watching. And when we stopped watching, people stopped advertising. We can get our news elsewhere. And so you showed us when you're telling about telling stories, and that's what you like doing. Well, you can still tell your stories, and I wish you every bit of good luck. And I hope you find it in yourselves to reflect and to wonder, and to wonder about those people that, as Mike Roberts said to his ex-wife Paula, oh, I've watched you tear people apart in interviews. I wonder if you reflect on those that you tore apart, and those that you belittled, and those that you didn't listen to, now that News Hub is gone. I hope you will, and maybe you could even reach out. Paula might. Happy to interview you on Rally Check Radio, and we'll tell us your story, and we'll tell you ours, because that would be something, would it not? Send me a text, 2057, email me inbox@radleycheck.radio.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.